We're in Perek Ches of Shara Yichud Vemuna, Chapter 8, where the Alter Rebbe is describing how all the attributes that God has are all one with Him, and therefore do not add any ingredients to Him, and do not create a composite being. Which means that until now, in the first seven chapters of Shara Yichud V'Emunah, in explaining the oneness of God, the Alter Rebbe explained how, because of the relationship that the created being has with the creative power, which was described first as God's speech, the breath of His mouth, then it was described as the attribute of Malchus, or as the name Adnai. So all of these attributes and expressions of God's creative power are the sole existence behind the created being. The created being is totally dependent on this attribute, this divine power, to give it existence, as he explained at length. Therefore, the created being is not a contradiction and does not add an ingredient to God Himself. And therefore, there is nothing besides God, and God did not change. There's no change in God from before creation to after creation. Now, the question becomes, what about those attributes themselves with which God creates? How is there an achdus? How is there a oneness in God when we talk about attributes and about those faculties within God that are the source of creation? So having established that creation itself is not a contradiction to the oneness, now the Alter Rebbe turns his attention to those attributes and how they are one with God. We're on in for the 27th of Sivan, we are on page 170. The number at the bottom of the page is 324. We're about 8 lines from the top. The line begins with Ki. Ki hamai lo madrega harishena etel hanevroyim, the first and highest level of all of creation, hi hachachma, is the attribute of chachma, the divine attribute of chachma. Because the Alter Rebbe is saying how when we call God a chacham, when we ascribe to Him the attributes of kindness and compassion and so on and will, we're imagining those things as they are within us. We think we know what wisdom is because we have wisdom. We know what will is because we have will. But the truth is that God is infinitely removed from these categories. Not only from the level of intelligence that we have, but from the category of intelligence. So he begins to explain it in detail. The highest level of all of creation is Chochmah. Shelochein nikras reishis, that's why Chochmah is called reishis, as it says, reishis baza, and the Targum says, b'chochmasa. So we find that reishis is called Chochmah, and Chochmah is called reishis. Reishis Chochmah. What does reishis mean? It means not only the first, but like the word Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is not only the first day of the year, it is the beginning and the head of the entire year. Because in truth, Chochmah is the source and the beginning of all life for all of creation. Because it's from Chochmah that nimshecheis bina v'das. From Chochmah come the other attributes, the intelligent attributes of bina and das. Umehen, and from them, from intelligence, from Chochma bin Adas, Nimshecheis, Kol Hamidei Shebenefesh Hamaskelis, all the emotions that occur, that arise in an intelligent soul. In other words, intelligent Midas, not animal Midas, which come about without Seichel, but intelligent Midas that are produced by intelligence. What are these midas? What are these emotions? Ahava v'chesed, love and kindness, v'rachamim and compassion, u'kiyetzubahem, and similar other such emotions. And we see this in our experience, that emotions come from intelligence, shahakot nishain be'das, because the child who doesn't have das, who doesn't have wisdom, who bekas tamid, the child without das is always angry, va'achzodi, and he's cruel. In other words, he doesn't have ahava and chesed and rachamim. And also the things that he's drawn to, the things that he loves, are very small and insignificant things, which do not deserve any love. Because he doesn't have the wisdom, he doesn't have the knowledge to know what things are deserving of love. So we see, as he gains knowledge, as he gains das, his love transfers from the insignificant, unworthy things to the more worthy. So we see that the love is a direct result and is commensurate with the das. Sha'ahavo kefi hadas, that the love is in accordance with the das. So midas, emotions, come from seichel, from das, and from the emotions of the nefesh, nimshecheis ba teves ve'asiyes hamachshava, there evolve words and letters of thought in the nefesh. The emotion produces thoughts. Shehanefesh machsheves bedavar she'ehaves, in that the soul thinks about that which it loves. Or it thinks of ways, it plans to execute and carry out this kindness or this compassion. So thought is basically the process of the emotion. When the nefesh processes the emotion, that's thought. And the same is true also with other emotions. Even severity, not only kindness and compassion. So that in every thought in the world, there is clothed and expressed in that thought, some emotion, that brings the person to think this thought. And it is that emotion which is clothed within the thought, he chayusa shel machshavazu. The emotion is the energy, the life behind that thought. And therefore, the more closely related the thought is to the emotion, the more alive the thought will be, more animated. Then, continuing in the development, from the letters of thought, Nimshecheis Asiyes HaDibur, we derive the letters of speech. Vehein Chayuson Mamosh, and the letters of thought are literally the life behind the words, behind the speech. Then HaDibur Mevi L'dei Maisa Atzdaka V'Chesed, and then the speech brings the person to acts of tzedakah and chesed. As, for example, where do we see that speech brings to action? Hamelech shemetzav el avodov liten, when a king commands his servants to give tzedakah. So the speech of the king produces action in the servant. So that's where one person tells another person. And that's how speech brings about action. But the same is also true in the person himself. When a person himself performs some act, it is also the result of speech. Although he didn't say it, he thought about something and then went ahead and did it, and never said anything about it. But the fact is that in order to come to doing, you have to go through the process which would otherwise be speech. In other words, you have to go through the levels of development when an idea or a feeling congeals and becomes real enough and concrete enough to bring to action. It first has to go through the stage of speech, even if there isn't actual speech. So we see that from Chachma comes Bina Das, from Das comes emotions, from emotions comes thought, and from thought comes speech, and from speech comes action. Harei Koyach HaNefesh V'Chayuso HaMislabish Ba'asiyozu. The power of the soul, the energy of the soul, that is clothed in the action, Huka'ayin Mamosh L'Gabi Koyach HaNefesh V'Chayuso HaMislabish B'Dibur Ha'Adam. The energy within the act is insignificant compared to the energy in speech. In other words, the amount of self-expression that the soul gets in action is not comparable to the expression of the soul in speech. They are as far apart as the body is from the soul. Just as the body is far removed from the soul, so it is also with action. Action is far removed from speech, because speech is still a part of the person himself. There's something intimate about speech. But action is totally removed from the person. It brings him in contact with objects. You act on an object. Whereas speech, you have to remain within your level. You can only speak to another human being. And even among human beings, you can only speak to the human being who understands you, who is your peer. V'chein erech esiyas hadibur leesiyas hamachshavo. And then, again, tracing it back, the level of speech, the words of speech, are incomparable to the letters of thought, are much lower than the level of thought. V'chein erech esiyas hamachshavo. And then when we compare the thought, limuhus hamido, to the essence of the emotion, hamilubeshes bo, the emotion that is clothed in the thought and that animates the thought, so compared to the emotion, the thought is insignificant. And also when we compare the emotion, the energy of the emotion, to the Chachma Bina Das Sheklalusan Huaseichol, which together they make up intelligence. So when we compare emotions to intelligence, shemimena nimshecha midazu, the intelligence from which this emotion is derived, it is also insignificant. B'chol ze b'nefesh ha'odom, b'nefesh kol habruyim, shebechol ha'elim meisalyen v'tachtein. This is true of all people, of all human souls, and also of all the created beings, even in the highest worlds. Shebekulam, in all of them, hachachma hizeishis umakir hachayis. In all of them, chachma is the beginning and the source of all life. And as the Rebbe will go on to say in the next chapter, that chachma is the highest level of the created condition, but to God, even the level of chachma is totally insignificant and is no different at all than the level of action, which is the lowest of all created levels. In today's Hayom Yom for the 27th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes, is a pasuk, "Uveirachecha Hashem b'chol ashetaseh." God will bless you in all that you do, in what you do, which means that we need to make a keli. We have to create a receptacle, a vessel, for our livelihood, and then God provides. How do we make a receptacle? How do we make a vessel into which God can give us our sustenance? When we try with all our might to create a pure and kosher receptacle, that means that the business should be clean and free of any suggestion of cheating others and the like. And this means not only that we behave properly, but that we conduct our affairs in accordance to Torah. That in everything, in all things, we check to see what Torah says. And in this way, the vessel becomes worthy and capable of receiving God's blessings. And the blessing comes in two ways. First of all, the livelihood will be generous. Person will have enough, will have all that he needs. And secondly, that it will be used for desirable purposes. In other words, it won't, God forbid, be spent on unhappy things.